Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN-TV political analyst Paul Liznick joins us. Paul, good morning. Let's talk about the State of the Union. What did the president's speech accomplish well for Democrats, and where did it fall short, do you think?
Yeah, good morning, Robert. First of all, I think what Joe Biden was out to do last night was shore up the support of his base that was very kind of tenuous about how well he might do or not do last night. And also, I think he wanted to reach out to undecided people, Nikki Haley voters who are looking for somewhere else to vote but don't feel comfortable necessarily going towards a Democratic candidate. And so I think the message was strong in that way. I know his speechwriters were very pleased with how he delivered it and how he went. Where he came up short, he talked a lot about the economy and the accomplishments of the administration, but at the same time, everybody knows that while you can look at all the economic factors and see their strength, and they are strong right now, including financial analysts who I've watched on Fox News and other conservative networks, but the bottom line is people don't feel it. They're still paying too much in the grocery store, at the gas pump, and that's what I think he probably needed to be a little stronger with, which is to recognize, I know you don't feel it yet, I know you're still having troubles and we're working on it. By the way, it's an interesting contrast on the Republican response, but it was an interesting decision to put Senator Katie Britt at a kitchen table in her home, where I think the symbolic point was kitchen table issues.
The State of the Union traditionally is a president's wish list, basically, isn't it?
Well, that's part of it. Usually a State of the Union starts off with some, you know, soaring story and notions. He did that with FDR and sort of talking about the challenges of today being not so distant from what FDR faced. And talking about the accomplishments is really critical, and he did that. But you're right. Then looking towards the future and what it is he's looking to accomplish in the future. But it's interesting because, and he did have a lot of points in there, but so many of the things he wanted to accomplish essentially are areas that he wants to be bipartisan, like the border bill, where he said, look, we can do this. There is a bill. The camera goes on Senator James Langford, who essentially wrote that bill, who nodded with him about the strength, the conservative strength of a border bill, and basically saying, send me this bill and I will sign it. Those were some of his bipartisan requests.
Do you think with all of the sleepy Joe talk, the Republicans set a bar very low that was easy for Joe Biden to clear? Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal today is writing, Joe shows there's life in the old boy yet. What do you think?
That's a great point. I mean, you're right. Everybody is the whole sleepy Joe, and will he get through it, and can he make his way up? I know that former President Trump was making comments during the address, and he was talking about how weak he looked and how he walked in. But you know what? That was not the appearance that Joe Biden gave last night. The reception he got when he entered the chamber, and it took him so long. We, of course, were on air live, and as we're talking all the way through, going, will he ever start this speech? He didn't get started until about 8:30. But the bottom line is, you make an interesting point, which is the standards were set so low, he was going to exceed them, but even in an objective standard, even if you don't like Joe Biden, the bottom line was he did project strength throughout it. In fact, I'm watching Drudge Report, and some of the conservative channels are also talking about the strength he exuded last night.
Interesting. Paul Liznick, WGN-TV. Thank you, Paul. Have a good day.
You too, Bob.